Talking today with Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk a little bit about a couple of things. First of all, let's talk about you've just really began your fiscal year back 1st of October. That means you've really started to allocate the monies that you've got for fiscal year 2015 on behalf of cattle producers here in the state. And you've made a couple of areas kind of key priorities, it looks like, for the new year.
Absolutely. One of the things our board did a few years ago is look at our budgets and go, do our strategic priorities line up with our budget priorities or vice versa? And so within our budgets, we spend about one-third of our dollars on program budgets in state of Oklahoma, one-third in national, and one-third in international. And we feel like when we look at the population of Oklahoma, it represents about 1.2% of the U.S. population. 1.2% of the U.S. population, we want to ensure those dollars are going where it's going to make the most difference.
So, you know, as you think about those priorities, let's maybe start with the international, first of all, because some exciting things have happened about that both this last year and the things you got planned for this year.
Absolutely. In the export market right now, it's adding about $300 per head of added value to the beef carcass, mm-hmm. or to fed cattle, I should say. And so that's a huge step from where it used to be even a couple of years ago. And one of the reasons we invest with U.S. Meat Export Federation is because when we invest with them, our dollars are matched up to 3 and 4 times through government and industry resources. And if you look at between 2006 and 2013 and looked at the return on investment study, it showed that checkoff efforts and investments in the export market drove an additional 6.4% increase in international demand for U.S. beef. So we believe it's absolutely key that beef checkoff dollars, whether they're Oklahoma dollars, national dollars, are being invested in the export market.
We're reminded that those dollars are invested from Uncle Sam, from the FMD and from the MAP programs. The funding was just announced for that, and USMEF is one of the bigger recipients of that.
Yes, absolutely. USMEF does such an outstanding job with their overseas offices around the world. They're also located directly outside of in Denver. And they do an outstanding job. They always have the highest rankings of any of the other organizations that are receiving those FMD and MAP fundings for effectiveness of use. The other thing, though, that we see with this is that, you know, 96% of the world population is outside of the United States. So as we see incomes growing around the world, that means then people are looking for other protein sources, and we are there to provide them a high-quality protein through U.S. beef.
For the checkoff dollars that were kind of earmarked from Oklahoma to the USMEF, you actually had some specific projects this last year in Japan primarily, and then also you're continuing that in 2015.
Yes, we've had actually over the last couple of years, we've invested in projects in Japan and also in the United Arab Emirates, which is a growing place for U.S. beef. But in 2015, we're going to be specifically investing in some beef promotion education type events in Japan. Japan is such a high value market. So the more that we can help to grow that U.S. share of that market, we feel like that's a very effective use of Oklahoma beef checkoff dollars.
Domestically, and of course the entire beef industry really made a conscious decision as far as using checkoff dollars when it came to promotion, going to more of a digital footprint instead of the old traditional radio, TV, magazines.
Absolutely. In 2014, partly due to declining resources, I mean, if you look at advertising dollar, it's about 25% of what it was in 1985, the buying power from an advertising perspective. So due to declining resources, but most more importantly, because the millennial audience, which is the generation born between 1980 and 2000, largest segment, largest demographic of the U.S. population, they live their lives online. And to illustrate that, best illustrate that, on a daily basis, millennials initiate about 5 million online food-related searches each day. So it's an outstanding opportunity for the Checkoff's digital marketing campaign.
Here in the state of Oklahoma, what are some things? I know that traditionally the monies that you've spent, you've really tried to influence influencers.
Absolutely. One of the things that a couple of the programs that we have coming up this year, we'll be participating with the Oklahoma Academy of Family Physicians again. We're going to be bringing in a presenter to speak and really kind of break down animal health products, human health products. We want to help kind of explain how we use animal health products in food production. And so we think that's going to be a really key program for us. We also work with teachers, and this year we're going to be stepping it up with Ag in the Classroom program. We've traditionally supported the Ag in the Classroom teachers tours, but we're going to also support a screening of Farmland the Film and a panel discussion with teachers, because we know that that's the group of people that are impacting the next generation.